In past days, our Grace Church have experienced a lot of things.
如果你今天是第一次来到我们中间, 可能你会感觉到困扰,也不太明白。
If you are visiting us today for the first time, you probably will feel confused.
或者是你进来,才来到这个地方, 觉得为什么会有这些事情发生?
Or you know something, but and came to here recently, you will ask what's happening.
这一切都是一言难尽。
This is all those things beyond our words.
但如果你是已经在这里有一段时间了，我相信这个经历是我们毕生难忘。
If you have stayed us for a certain time, this experience will be remembered in your lifetime.
人生在世短短的几十年,
well, in our lifetime, we only about several decades.
实在是不常见这种的事情。
It's really, really, really to see.
Yeah. 我个人已经八十多岁了，我常常开玩笑说，我还没有出生就已经去教会了。Personally,
I always joke to others. Right now, I'm more than 80 years old, but I always said, I went to church before I was born.
我是跟着我妈妈去了，我妈妈去了，我也去了。Because
my mother was going to church, my father was going to church.
还没有在中国教会里头看到这样子的事情。I
have never seen such thing in any Chinese church.
我们的神实在是恩典堂。Our
God really gives us huge blessing to our church.
从恩典堂的第一天，我们就经历神的恩典。
From the first day of this church was established, we have experienced his blessings.
各种奇妙的恩典,
all kinds of amazing blessings.
我上次和大家已经分享过一次了,20年的20周年的时候。
Last time in our 21 years anniversary, I have shared something with you.
Yeah. 买堂也是一个特别的一个经历。Buying
this church was also a very unique experience.
神为什么要这样子？神为什么要经过这一些呢？
I'm asking why God gave us such experience.
诗篇23篇告诉我们说，
In Psalm 23, it tells us,
我们要经过死荫的幽谷,
we are going through the death valley.
是神不能够帮助我们不走过吗？
Is that God can help us not going through that?
恰好相反,
it's probably the other way.
这是神的恩典,
this is God. God's grace.
我们不经过，我们不知道是什么样子。
Without experiencing it, we don't know why this happened.
但是我们经过死荫的幽谷，但是我不害怕。
But we did go through the death valley, but we are not scared.
神让我们亲自经历。
God let us personally going through it.
要让我们的信心更坚定。It's
let us build up our faith.
我感谢赞美主。Thanks
to our God.
今天神让我们站在这里为他做美好的见证。Today
God let us sitting here and do his wonderful testimony.
他让我们经历他的信实。
He let us experience his faithful existence.
他爱我们，永远不会丢弃我们。
He loves us and never gives us up.
看着好像是经过死荫的幽谷。
Looking us going through the death valley.
但是我不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
But I'm not afraid because God is with us.
这种和神同在的一个经历是非常难得的。Remembering
such experience with God is very precious.
神让我们恩典堂能够尝到他恩典的甜蜜。God
let us taste the taste of his love.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不要轻看所发生的这一切。Brothers
and sisters, never ever look down what we have experienced.
我们努力地要去明白神的作为。We
are working very hard to understand God's accomplishment.
所以我想用一个什么样的这个教训 和大家分享，来勉励大家，让大家心里面得到安慰，得到激励。So
I'm always wondering which kind of lesson God led us to learn, which kind of learning I need to share with you, and to help you build up your faith, and to encourage you still be with God.
所以神赐给我这个题目，叫做“比爱更大的爱”。This
is the God-given topic, the love beyond the love.
什么爱比爱更大？这什么意思啊？
Which love is beyond the love? What does that mean?
因为这个爱有很多不同种类的爱。Because
there are so many kinds of love.
不同种类的爱，我们对一些没有生命的东西的爱，和我们对我们孩子的爱，这不一样了。For
example, we love something just the concrete things without life, and the love to our kids is totally different.
我们对我们孩子的爱和我们对我们配偶的爱又不一样了。
Our love to our kids and our love to our spouse is also different.
对我父母的爱和对我朋友的爱，那不一样了。Love
to our parents versus love to our friends are also different.
在这个希腊文里头，这个爱也有好几个字来不同的代表，爱，说明爱。
There's also different character for the meaning of love.
一个字就是 eros.
One word is called eros.
Eros 就是说明这个人与人之间这个性欲的爱。This
means all those between people's from their physical desire.
所以英文的那个字 erotic 就是从这个字演变而来啊。The
English word was stemmed from this, the same word from Greek.
还有一个叫做 philis, philio.
Another verb is called philio.
Philio, yeah. Philio 就是朋友兄弟之间的爱。The
philio represents the love among friends and the brotherhood.
我们在美国有一个地方叫 Philadelphia， 就是兄弟朋友之爱的一个城市。The
in America, there's a city named Philadelphia. That's coming from that word.
还有一个字叫做 agape。
Another word, agape.
Agape 就是神对人的一个爱。It's
the God's love towards human beings.
那有人是不同意说爱都是爱。
Some people may not agree with me, just saying love is love.
不是这样子。
This is not the case.
有不同的程度，不同的感情。
There's a different extent and a different feeling involved.
这谁让我想起一个故事，在圣经里的一个故事，就是约瑟的故事。
God, let me share a very beautiful story, which is for Joseph.
在旧约里的《创世纪》里面，这个约瑟有多少人知道他的故事啊？
How many
历史
of
上，
you knows Joseph from the Old Testament?
没有啊，
Okay.
不是，不是很多人，还有人都不知道这个人。
I don't see many all hands up.
这个人是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He is the descendant of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕生以撒。
Abraham gave birth to Isaac.
以撒生了两个儿子。
Isaac has two sons.
以扫和雅各。
Saul and Jacob.
雅各有四个太太。
Jacob has four wives.
生了一个十二个儿子。
And they have 12 children.
在四个女人当中，他有一个女人，他是最喜欢的。
Among all his four wives, one is his favorite.
他的名字叫拉杰。
His name is Rachel.
Rachel, yeah. 拉杰是他最喜欢的女人。
Rachel is his favorite woman.
但他一直都不生孩子。
But she never gave birth.
一直到最后，他帮雅各生了两个孩子。
But at the end, she had two kids.
第十一名，第十一名叫做约瑟。
The 11th kid, his name is Joseph.
第十二名叫做便雅悯。
The last one is Benjamin.
这便雅悯生便雅悯的时候，他产蛋死掉了，死在路上。
When she gave birth to Benjamin, she died from it.
所以约瑟这个人，他的一生就非常的坎坷不平、崎岖，很可怜的。
So Joseph, he's a very pity person who experienced a lot unevenly and a rough life in his lifetime.
可是不同的是，他是个敬畏神的人。
But however, he fears of God.
所以神赐给他意想不到的福气。
So God bestowed his unbelievable blessings.
他从一个平常的家庭。
He came from a very normal family.
一个牧羊的孩子。
A child of a shepherd.
最后做到埃及的宰相。
And finally, he became the prime minister of Egypt.
在一人之下，万人之上。
A person is inferior to one person and superior to all the other people.
他一生想做的事情，他都做到了。
All kinds of accomplishments has done by him, he did it.
所以在人的眼中看，他是一个成功的人。
From our people's world's eyes, he's a successful man.
实在是非常奇妙的一件事情。
It's a very amazing thing.
关键在哪里？关键 the key.
The key.
Why is he a successful person?
The key why he became a successful person.
是因为他是一个敬畏神的人。
Because he fears for God.
如果你有圣经的话， 请你打开看一看。
If you have Bible in your hand, please open your Bible.
创世纪42章。
Genesis chapter 42.
创世纪42章。
Genesis chapter 42.
第8节。创世纪42章第8节。
Verse 8.
诶，没事，我到这里讲到，我的经文都找不到。
Maybe the 18th
啊，
from the report, it was 18th chapter, verse 18th.
这不是说是你们知道我是一个敬畏神的人。
You know, the verse 18th, on the third day, Joseph said to them, "Do
真
this and
奇
you will
怪。
live, for I fear God."
他告诉他的哥哥们，他是一个敬畏神的人。
He told his brothers, "He's a person who is fearful God."
我们在世活着，遇见很多的事情。
We are living in this world, and we will meet all kinds of things.
并不是每一样，我们都心里面都平安都。
Not everything we have will bring us peace.
很多的事情让我心里边不能够平安。
Many things will bother us, brought unpeaceful to us.
约瑟从一个毫不出色的一个小孩子，最后变成埃及一个强大国家的宰相。
Joseph came from an ordinary and a humble family. Finally, he becomes the prime minister of very strong country, Egypt.
他在小的时候，因为他爸爸失去了他最爱的太太，特别爱这拉杰生的两个孩子。
In his childhood, his father loves him very much because he's from his favorite wife.
他们两个又是最小的家里边。
And he and Ben are also the youngest kids in the family.
他小的时候，对他爸爸和他的哥哥们，十个哥哥们，说了很多的话，让他们心里边非常的不高兴。
When he was young, he told and shared many things with his older brothers, making them very unhappy.
所以他这些哥哥们，同父异母的哥哥们，从小就非常的讨厌他。
So those brothers who from the same father but different mothers hate him very much.
在他小的时候，有一天，他爸爸叫他去看看他在外面牧羊的这哥哥。
One day, his father asked him to go look after his brothers who shepherd those sheep.
我们知道他们住的地方都是沙漠地带。
We know by the time they were living in the desert area,
并不是每个地方都有水有草。
not every place has water and has those green grass.
所以很多时候要把羊群、牛群、骆驼赶到很远的地方去，有草的地方去吃草。
So many times they have to go a very remote place for those a school of sheep has since pasture to eat.
不是每天可以回家吃晚饭的那种情景啊！
It's a very remote. Not you can come every night back to home having a dinner.
他爸爸很久没有看到他哥哥和羊的羊群。 所以就派他去看看他的哥哥
His
怎么
father
样。
have not seen his kids outside taking care of sheep for a long time, so he sent him out to look for his brothers.
他爸爸给他做了一个很漂亮的衣服，彩衣，颜色不同的这个好漂亮的衣服。他哥哥看了以后，气得不得了。
And his father gave him a very beautiful coat with all kinds of beautiful colors. When his brothers saw that, they were jealous very much.
所以他从小就了解，他在家里不受欢迎，他兄弟哥哥们都气他。
So he knew from his childhood, he was not a person welcomed by his brothers.
所以他就穿上他的这个彩衣，好看的衣服，去看他哥哥。
So he put on his colorful coat and go to see his brothers.
他哥哥一看他来了，说：“哈，这个小子来了。
His brother says, "Hey, he's coming."
”他说：“我们把他杀死，杀一个羊，把这个血搞在他的衣服上头，然后把这小孩杀死。”
Let
把
us
他
kill him
叫
and abandon him, and we kill another sheep, put those blood on his colorful coat.
大家有一个哥哥就说：“不要啦，你不要把他杀死了。
One of his
”啊，
brothers said, "No, don't kill him."
就看到有一对这个商人在这边走，所以他就把这个孩子卖给这个商人。
They saw a group of businessmen passing by. They sold him to those people.
商人去埃及的一些商人就把这个孩子带到埃及去了。
This business person from Egypt, they brought him to the Egypt.
他就被卖给一个埃及的官家里。
He was sold to an official in Egypt, official in Egypt.
从父爱的中间丢到。那个奴隶的一个冷谷里头，
He was jumping out of his father's love and throwing into a slavery life.
从小也得不到母爱，
He never received love from his mother.
所以这个到了这个，哎，哦，第四条。他失去了一切优秀的条件，但是他没有失去敬畏神的心。
Though he lost all the good conditions, but he did not lose his mind, fear for God.
他从小就知道要敬畏神。
He know he needs to fear, he is fearing for God from very beginning of his life.
他不求自己的益处，奉献自己给神，让自己成为。神赐福给他人的管道，
He dedicates himself without seeking his own benefits and becomes a channel for God's blessing to others.
虽然他不求自己的益处，但神却没有亏待他。
So he never seeking God's benefit, but God treats him very well.
神给他不同的机会，证明。他自己是一个敬畏神的人。
God bestowed him very many opportunities to show he's a person who fears for God.
因为神和他同在，他有特别的能力，所以他的主人就叫他管理家里面的事情。
Because God's with him and he has such capability, so his master asked him to run the household for him.
没想到，他的女主人就是家主的太太，去引诱他。
However, the wife of this master, his master, lured him.
但是，约瑟虽然是个血气方刚的年轻人，
Even though Joseph was a young man,
他不认为这是个机会，有一个女人去引诱他。
He didn't think such temptation as an opportunity.
他告诉这个女人说："我不敢去得罪神啊。"
He told that wife, "I do not. I'm afraid. I'm scared to God. I don't want to do bad things to our God."
所以，这个女人就害他，诬告他，把他关在监牢里头。
As a result, the housewife just asked him, put him into the prison.
所以他在监狱里头也做了一些奇妙的事情，帮助别人。
In the prison, he also done many wonderful things to help other prisoners.
如果你没有读过这个故事，回去以后好好的去看，
If
这
you
个
haven't read
启
this
示录，
story, please read this from Bible, from Genesis.
启示录是37章，好像就开始讲这个约瑟的故事啊，
This story is starting from Genesis chapter 37.
一直到45节、45章、46章，还
Till
在讲。
the chapter 45, 46, still ongoing.
大家回去好好的看一看约瑟的故事。
I encourage all of you go back and read these chapters carefully.
谁赐给他各种的机会，让他变成别人的蒙福的一个管道啊！
God gave him a lot of opportunities and making him become a channel to benefit all others.
最后被埃及的皇帝法老升为这个宰相，
At the
升他为。
end, he was appointed as a prime minister by the king of Egypt.
这个他告诉，这个有一谁告诉他有7年的这个饥荒啊？
He told the king there will be a 7 years famine in Egypt.
所以要用7年的时间把全国的粮食都囤积起来。
He suggests the king to keep accumulating all those, collecting all foods from Egypt in 7 years.
等到饥荒来的时候，可以把这粮食分给大家吃。
By the time the famine comes, they can share those food with all those people are suffering.
所以到了饥荒来的时候，不单单是埃及人有饥荒，就是在他北边迦南地的人也都有饥荒。
By the time winter comes, not only for Egypt, but also the other places such as Canaan also experience such famine.
他爸爸雅各和他们全家的人都在那边没有饭吃。
His father, Jacob, and all other family members are suffering from such disaster. No, nothing to eat.
听说埃及有粮食，他就派这个他10个哥哥去买粮食，到埃及去买粮食。
When they heard there's food in Egypt, Jacob sent all his old 10 old brothers to Egypt buying some food.
到了埃及去买粮食的时候，见到这个约瑟的宰相，因为他们是外面去的人，要去买粮食，所以就带他们去到宰相的家里头，
When they
要
came
去
to
买
the
粮食。
Egypt, they were brought to in front of the Prime Minister Joseph, because Joseph was the highest officer in this country. Anyone want requesting buying food, they need to go in front of him.
他们都是以色列人、犹太人，说犹太话，
They are all Jews and speaking Jewish.
他在埃及长大，可以说犹太话，也可以说埃及话。
And since Joseph was brought up in Jewish, he can speak both two languages.
所以他哥哥一进来，立刻让他认出来，这就是那个卖他的那十个坏人。
When his older brothers came, he recognized them immediately. They are those brothers who sold him.
假如你和我是约瑟的话，你怎么想啊？
If you were Joseph, how would you have think?
桌子一拍，好啊，这一天你们落在我的手里头。
I will strike on the top of the desk and say, ha ha, you are coming to my trap.
君子报仇，十年不晚的。
And there's an old saying, a nice person can have this.
这就过了二十年了。
It's past the 20 years.
哥哥们不能认识他，但是他可以一眼就看出来，这是他哥哥。他已经长成大人了。
His brother cannot recognize them, but he can recognize them.
Yeah. 所以他有百分之百的权利可以去惩罚理由，可以去恨这些人。
He has 100% reason to hate his old brothers.
因为想到当初你把我卖给这些人的时候是什么样的情形啊？
Have you thought about when you sold me to those people? Have you thought about you will come to me one day?
他经过很多的苦难，做了今天的这个宰相。
He became a prime minister after experiencing all varieties of miserable things.
他有百分之百的机会可以惩罚这些人。
He has 100% of chance to punish them.
包括他可以下令把这十个外国人全部杀死。
Including, he can even order those to life sentence to those older brothers.
或者是把他们全部变成奴隶。
Or making them all slaves.
很多机会啊，
Many
很多方法。
Many revenges.
可以报心中的仇啊。
He can give back those revenges to them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊，
Brothers and sisters.
要是我们的话，我们怎么想啊？
If we were him, how would you thought about?
你想如果约瑟把他哥哥全部杀死，或者是把他变成奴隶，他心里边会好受吗？
So if Joseph gave that sentence to his brothers or making them being slaves, how would he feel it?
我跟你说，一个没有爱的人觉得还有理，还应该是这样子。
Let me tell you the truth. A person without love will feel that's reasonable.
此仇不报非君子啊。
If I do not put this back, this revenge, I'm not a decent person.
谁给他这样好的机会，怎么可以不用呢？
God gave me such good opportunity. How can I better leverage it?
但是约瑟看到他的哥哥们，想到他自己的小弟弟，没有和他们一起来，心里面难过。
But Joseph was upset when he saw his older brothers. He did not see Ben. He felt very, very guilty and upset.
他们买了粮食回去，吃完了又再回来，再买粮食。
When they brought back those food back to their family, they came again.
他告诉他哥哥说，你把我小弟弟带来。
He told them, next time, bring the youngest son from your family.
所以他们就想办法说服雅各，说服他爸爸，叫他把这个小弟弟带来买粮食。Therefore,
they convinced their father Jacob and brought the youngest kid, Ben, into Egypt.
这里面的描述啊，是非常感人的。
This is a very touching story.
他看见自己的小弟弟，看见这些哥哥们，心里面难过了。Whenever
seeing his older brothers and the youngest Ben, he feels so upset.
赶快跑到后边去，大哭一场。He
ran away and burst into tears.
擦干眼泪，洗完了脸，再出来，再和他们哥哥再讲。Then
he cleaned up his face and came back again to meet his brothers.
他心中没有恨。There's
no hate in his heart.
而是有神的爱。But
God's love.
哥哥们可恨不可恨呢？Are
those brothers really, really hateful?
他害他,
he hates them. He
hates
them, him, them, with a valid reason.
惩罚他报仇,
punish and revenge back, also with good reason. And he has absolute power to execute his right.
让魔鬼操纵他，他是一个敬畏神的人。But
he never let devil control his heart. He fears for God.
他告诉他哥哥们，我是一个敬畏神的人。I
told his, he told his brothers, I'm a person who fears for God.
当然，他们讲话，他讲埃及话，有一个传译在这帮他翻译。
Of course, he was speaking Egyptian, and there's a translator who translated his words to them. And they don't know this is Joseph. This is a very touching story written in the Bible.
Yeah. 哎呦,这个 我还有这个谁告诉我说这个梁乃培告诉我说11:15一觉结束，现在11:15了。
I have to be ended before 11:15, so now it's time.
讲不完了。
I cannot finish the story.
长话短说。Long
story short.
我们来到这世界上。 不是每样事情都合我的意思。We
came to this world. Not everything needs to meet our own desire.
我们要怎么样去活，可以平安地离开这个世界。How
do we live our life and can live this life with peace?
因为我们死了以后，还有一个审判。
Because there will be a final judgment after we leaving this world.
谁把他的爱赐给我们，让我们过一个爱人的生活？
God gave us love and asked us to love each other.
我们能够照着神的意思去活吗？
Shall we follow God's will to live our life?
我们心中有没有人？有没有不喜欢的人？
After all, do we have any people we hate in our life?
我们心中有没有觉得应该惩罚的人？
In our, according to us, do we see any people who deserve to a punishment?
如果神给我们机会，我们是不是要去？ 用这个机会惩罚这些人。
If God gave us any chance, are we going to take the advantage and punish that person?
我们怎么样预备自己去见主的面?
How can we prepare ourselves to see our God?
我们可以像神说的，要饶恕别人吗？
So shall we do as God asks us, forgive others?
我们能像神说的，我们要爱我们的仇敌吗？
Like God tells us, love our enemies.
想想看，今天神给我们一个机会，
Think about that. God, today, God gave us an opportunity to show Him.
我不讲清楚，相信大家都知道我在讲什么。
If I don't want to speak so clearly, I know everyone knows what I meant.
不管他做了什么事情，对不起我们，但是。 我们有没有神的爱? 这个爱是比我们自己的爱更大的爱。
No matter what he have done to us, no matter what he already put bad things on us, but keep in mind, we have a love from God which is beyond normal love.
我们要努力的。 要预备我们的心，让我们可以存着一个平安、一个无愧的良心去见耶稣。We
all of us need to strive to better prepare ourselves and bring us a peaceful mind when we meet our God.
不论死因的忧苦是怎么样，但是谁的账、谁的感。 都安慰我。No
matter what kind of miserable in the death valley, but his rod, his can always with us.
不需要我们做任何的特别的事情，只要依靠神，敬畏神。We
don't need to do anything special. We only need to rely on our God and fear for our God.
神要领我们，经过我们一生的道路。The
God will lead us in the way of our, in our lifetime.
尤其是对今天的年轻人说的。Especially,
I want to give some words to those youths.
你们的人生的道路还很长啊。There's
a long way in front of you.
要好好的去。 生活不要浪费你们的生命。Please
live better in your life. Do not squander your life.
不饶恕人是浪费我们的生命。If
you don't forgive other people, you are wasting your life.
我们自己的爱有限，但是神的爱是无限的。
Our love is so limited, while God's love is unlimited.
我相信约瑟说，如果我是我哥哥的话，我不会和这些人一样。I
believe if Joseph is, if Joseph's brother are my brothers, I want to do the same thing as Joseph did.
我们饶恕人，我们爱人，不一定要变成这个被饶恕的人。
To forgive is not necessarily meaning you become the same kind of person as those people to be forgiven.
只是要让神的爱来管理我们的生命。It's
just to let God's love to manage our lives.
不要把我们宝贵的生命交给魔鬼，让他去控制。
Do not put your precious life to devils and let devil control you.
我们要把神的爱活出来，让神得到荣耀。We
need to live out God's love and glorify God's name.
我劝这执事们一件事情，我说要依靠神，他们想要改会章来解决他们的问题。
I gave some words to our deacons. If you want to change it by law to settle some issues,
我说你不要改徽章，谁带他来，谁带他走。
I said, don't change the by law. God brought him, and God took away from him.
谁不是没有能力，而是把这个恩典、福气赐给我们。
It's not God does not have power, but God gives his blessing to us.
让我们亲眼看见神的信实和他的大爱。Let
witness God's face and his love.
让我们有今生或机会，存着无愧的良心。And
all those, let us do not feel guilty to our conscience.
超过时间，午饭冷掉了。<laughs>
So we already passed our time for lunch.
好，来，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.